we've created a few experiences that are kind of more, gives you something to think about when it comes to education. For example, we have some beautifully rendered through photogrammetry spaces from real-world tombs in Egypt, for example, just as one example, where you can walk inside in virtual reality and being inside of a tomb that does not have public access, and you can meet people from around the world and, you know, discuss the hieroglyphics on the walls and sort of feel what that place might look like. And we have an Apollo museum where you can see the rocket that they sent up in, what was it, 1965, and sort of the whole Apollo mission and how they went from Earth to the moon and where they landed. And you can travel to the moon and you can do all this in VR and see all of this stuff in sort of full scale with like this incredible multimedia experience of combination of video and audio and sort of just 3D space. And so there, and that was actually created by a third party that worked collaboratively very closely with NASA to get some of those assets. So, you know, the challenge with virtual reality in education is sort of getting this hardware and the systems requirements to, you know, get to a price and comfort and quality of content that it sort of starts to make sense in sort of within the educational budgets, which unfortunately you guys don't get enough of, to be able to have it be used at broad scale. But I would encourage all of you that could to make sure that you at least have a few virtual reality stations, you know, in your institutions to make sure that people can have access to some of this content, because that it's the most powerful, richest media ever made, and it has kind of this direct response that you get from being inside of that world and having conversation with other people in virtual reality. So for those of you who have not tried virtual reality, I highly encourage you to try it out, whether it's Sansar or something else, just to understand how it can help you in the field of education. I believe it's going to have ultimately a huge impact, because whether it's training or education, the way you can interact with subject matter and with people around the world with regards to that subject matter is something that just cannot be replicated with books or videos or what have you. So incredibly powerful medium. So take advantage of it.